Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Primetime with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Primetime with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
Hello. Whoa, pulled a Peter Brady on you. Hey.
Well, it's clowns never laugh before. Bluebirds never sing.
We'll get it
sing or song?
The Tire Factory Sports.
One of those.
Song. Blue. Everybody knows one.
What was he? Was he Johnny? Was it Johnny Bravo? Doo-doo. What was his? Greg had like a nickname.
Oh,
Johnny,
yeah.
Johnny Dangerous was or
that,
something.
Weren't they in Hawaii?
No, that
when
was
he when, did that?
That was when he got like the idol and he was surfing and got hurt. They had the cursed tiki idol. But Greg had like some sort of singing career on his own.
Johnny Bravo.
Greg Brady. I can't think of that the same way because Greg was stooping the mom in real life.
Don't worry about that.
Well, it's just I have a hard time. And except now, like that's probably a whole thing. Like the I guess it's not a stepmom, but that's a weird.
What?
Well, it's
what
a
are
very,
you getting at?
That, the whole stepmom thing is like a, that's.
Wait, it's a, stepmom? It's,
he's talking about porn.
Porn.
Oh. So he's like, talking about porn.
For whatever reason, that has become like the number one, like, go-to for people is the whole stepmom.
How do you know this?
Stepmom. They write articles about it. It's just, it's, how do you not know?
Like, Lynch I don't know. I've never even.
Well, because he's admitted that he doesn't watch porn, which we don't believe. But if that's to be believed, then he has no idea.
I don't. Stepmom porn?
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But the Greg.
I thought you were insinuating that that Greg was a stepson, and I'm like, wow, this is breaking news.
No, because. No, that's just one of those weird things that I have a hard time now.
But when the dad was gay.
The dad was gay.
In real life.
And Greg was sleeping with the mom. In real life. And I have a hard time wrapping my head around that. When you see the Brady Bunch now, I can't look at it the same way. It's not sweet and innocent. I'm like, no, Florence Henderson, no. Although, can I say, good for Greg Brady.
Is she still alive? Florence Henderson died yet?
I'm going to say no. I think she passed, but I'm not certain.
I think she did too.
Ann B. Davis died. Who was Alice?
Yeah, Alice.
I know Alice is no more, and I thought I remember Florence Henderson dying, but I'm not certain.
She is indeed very dead.
Yeah, I thought I remember talking
yeah,
about
Yeah, she
it.
Died Thanksgiving-ish 2016.
But think about it. I don't remember
what
Greg Brady's name is in real life. I don't know. But... that is like
Barry Williams
for Barry. That's got to be a highlight, right? Like if you're on the deathbed,
Florence, you mean?
Yeah, and you're replaying. You're like, gosh, I had Mrs. Brady,
yeah.
And I was Greg Brady.
Although I bet Greg Brady slayed back in the day.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean, he was a good looking dude. Yeah. That show was huge, you know, wildly popular.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they did the tour thing, right? They, you know, they did the Brady Five or whatever, and they.
You think he
around.
Had Ann B too?
Ooh. Gosh, the question is not AMB. Did he have like Jan or Cindy or
whoa?
Well, as they got older.
Okay. Know. All right. Marcia? I accept your asterisk.
Yes. Put the
I accept
Barry,
your qualifier.
Barry Bonds on.
Who
was
Marcia? What's her name?
Marsh is Cindy McCormick, if I'm not mistaken.
Cindy McCormick. Maureen McCormick.
Maureen McCormick.
Yeah.
McCormick.
Well, you seen her lately? She's out there.
Nah, I thought she was on
63, man.
She was doing Howard Stern for a while there, and I remember seeing her. She might have done one of those celebrity Weight Watchers, like Biggest Loser type of stuff.
She's great. She has an awesome reputation.
Does she?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know a whole lot about her. But they came out, I think for the most part, somewhat okay compared to like the other kid celebrity. Like,
well, I know
that
the boy was, who's the youngest? Bobby. He had some issues.
Well, and then Peter Brady had like his own reality show for a while. He's like all steroided out, yeah, like buff. And
I watched that. What was his name? That was actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, he had
to
his
watch
own,
his life.
Yeah.
And he seemed like a good dude. He was a little troubled.
But he didn't
but
seem
smart. Like, he was well adjusted. He just was dealing with a lot of.
But if you look back at a lot of like
post Brady Bunch crap,
like who was the Different Strokes, like they're all like Gary Coleman's dead, Dana Plano's dead, Todd Bridges is all messed up and on drugs and like celebrity boxing. I don't know if like today's child stars are any better, but I feel like those people from the 70s and 80s, man, that just like it chewed you up and spit you out.
I may be wrong about Bobby Brady. This says he's a deadhead.
Oh, well.
He travels around and smokes weed and watches Grateful Dead shows.
Well, and I don't know if any of those people made any real money.
I don't see anything about a drug problem.
I think like back in the day, it was one of those, you were like a young Motown singer. Like you gave, like Berry Gordy gave you like 8 cents for like all your material. I don't think any of those young stars made any money, or their parents stole it all. Like now at least like you're on a popular sitcom or whatever, like the Modern Family people, like they at least get money. And you get residuals and like you have agents and stuff. I think back in the day, it was just known. It's like, hey, you're going to be famous and then you're not going to be, and you're going to have no money that you made. We will have taken it all. And by we, I mean agents, drug dealers, and your parents.
Yeah. So Peter Brady was Christopher Knight, or is.
Yeah. Yeah. And he had some reality show that was just.
It was called My Fair Brady.
Yeah.
And it was on VH1. And it's actually pretty good because he was married at the time to a super hot Adrienne Curry.
Oh, yeah.
They're divorced now.
Yeah.
But he's been married multiple times. But I remember watching them. They were mildly interesting.
Yeah. And you don't see. And Barry's out there, Greg. But you don't see anything from any of the youngers. You don't see Jan. You don't see Cindy.
Yeah.
What's up with Jan? And Bobby. I don't know. Like, they don't do a whole lot. They kind of do their own thing. And then the last time I saw, though, and I don't know whatever happened to it because I stopped watching after one episode because it was just boring as all get out. But HGTV, or was it the DIY Network? One of those, you know, home improvement channels. They recreated the Brady Bunch house. So they bought it. Whatever channel like the Property Brothers are on.
HGTV.
HGTV. Yeah. So the Brady Bunch house, none of that is. The Brady Bunch house is not where any of that was filmed. That was just for the exterior shots. It looks nothing like the Brady house when you go inside of it. But it was up for sale, and HGTV bought it. Mm. And they took all of their home shows. So everyone that has a show on there contributed. And they turned that the outside of the Brady Bunch house into the real Brady Bunch house. They recreated it, and so they brought in all of the Bradys. The child actors, they brought them all back now, and they're all old and whatever, and they redid that house. And I don't know whatever, like I said, I watched one episode of it thinking it'd be fun, and it wasn't. It was punishingly long. I was like, and no more.
I have a really smoking hot little-known Jan news.
Yeah?
Are you ready?
Sure.
So her name is Eve Plum,
mm-hmm.
the girl who played Jan Brady. She bought a house. This says that she bought a house in Malibu at the age of 11. So they made enough for her to buy a $55,000 home.
Okay. In Malibu.
In Malibu.
Something tells me that you can't buy a $55,000 house in Malibu.
Can you imagine a time when that was a possibility? Well, I mean, think
you
about
get
that.
A cardboard box for $55,000 in Malibu?
Probably not. I remember, well,
half of a cardboard box?
The Bradys were like, was that was like 78, 79, 80 in those range. So, I mean, I guess that was the price of real estate back then, but I'm sure for that time, that wasn't that. Think about what your parents probably bought their house in Salina, Kansas for.
Like $30,000.
Yeah, I remember like my mom's just getting ready to sell my house I grew up in here in Vancouver. And I think they bought that. I want to say it was for like 36 $55,000. So I'm sure in Malibu at the time, $55,000, they're like, oh, it's a little steep, but, you know, got that Brady money rolling in.
Yeah, but you look around at the views and go, I guess you're right. At the time, they'd probably be like, wow, this is really a lot of money.
Yeah.
But you look around and go, God, this should be worth way more. Yeah. Look at this. Malibu's gorgeous.
Instead of $1 million view, you're like, that's $100,000
view. That is at least $75,000.
At least.
She sold that house for $4 million.
Yeah. So, I mean...
So she has plenty of money just off of that.
I guess hopefully Eve's doing okay.
Eve, yeah. And she's a painter now. I guess she's an artiste.
Yeah.
And she's super hot.
Does she... Eve Plum?
Yeah, she's 62 and hot.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember that from the...
I know. You won't recognize her. Like, if you just Google image Eve Plum, you would never... I don't think you would recognize Jan.
She looks nothing like Jan.
Right. Nothing like Jan Brady.
That's Jan.
Well, I'll be damned.
Yeah, that's Jan.
Yeah, because there was always rumor that one of the, maybe it was Cindy. There was always a rumor that one of the Bradys had like gone off the reservation, and maybe that was Cindy that had had a rough time.
We have managed to speculate about each and every one of them and been wrong about each and every one of them so far. So
if you Google Brady Bunch house inside, there's a picture in the newly renovated house you're talking about with all of them on the stairs, like the classic picture.
Yeah. So I said,
it's pretty cool.
What was crazy when I was watching that show, when I cared about it for 30 minutes, like they even had to like raise that house that they're in was not a two-story house. So even the iconic, you know, the stairs that they're all on, there wasn't stairs in the original Brady house. So they actually had to like raise up the home. It was a huge, massive project. But I'm sure HGTV can afford it.
I have to read you something.
What?
I have to debunk your Barry Williams, Florence Henderson, escapade news.
What?
Yeah. So I'm going to read you this.
Okay.
From an article on biography.com entitled 8 Secrets and Scandals About TV's Squeaky Clean Family.
So he didn't have Florence Henderson?
One particular rumor from her time on set would haunt Henderson throughout later life that she and Williams dated and had an affair. Williams, as eldest son Greg, was 16 at the time. Henderson was 36.
Greg.
Well, he didn't seem 16, did he?
No.
He seemed older.
But remember, this could be at the beginning. And by the end, there's no way he was 16. Not when he was Johnny
Bravo. You don't
think
he stayed 16? I bet he did.
I don't think so.
In 1992, his memoir, Growing Up Brady, Williams recalled having a crush on his on-screen mom. When those little things called hormones start kicking in, you get excited by even inanimate objects. It wasn't that I sought to bed her. I just wanted to spend time with her. Uh-huh.
Is it weird, by the way, that he used the term bed her? What? Is he 1,000 years old?
Yeah, is that somewhat classier, also, though?
She's like, in the Victorian times, I plan on bedding her later.
I will bed you.
You go home to the missus tonight and drop that on and see how that goes.
I would like to bed you.
We're going to have a bedding ceremony.
So then it says, Henderson, a happily married mother of four at the time, humored her young co-star, but ensured things never progressed beyond being work colleagues. They did once go out for dinner, but were driven by Williams' older brother, as Williams was still without a driver's license. That whole thing with Barry got blown way out of proportion, she wrote. I guess in a sense it was a date because Barry thought it was, but of course I had no idea that his intentions were to date me. It is made for a good story, though.
Do you believe? No, I'm not buying this.
She denies it.
I'm not buying it.
He denies it.
I'm not buying it. Okay. I think he had her. He betted her. Well, I guess maybe I can go back to watching the Brady Bunch now and have a little more sense of wholesomeness.
What do you think a treehouse in Malibu goes for?
Probably more than $55,000.
I mean, wouldn't that be kind of a cool?
I literally don't think
like tiny living.
I don't think you could buy anything in Malibu. You can't buy a car in Malibu for $55,000.
I'm gonna go shop.
Bring up Zillow.
Yeah, I'm going shopping. I'm gonna get us a house in Malibu.
All right, during the break, we'll see what we
might
got.
Might be a little bit of a fixer upper.
I might not have walls.
I'm
going out on a limb and saying that you will. If you're going on Zillow, you will not find a house in Malibu for under $200,000.
Oh, $200,000. Oh, I bet it's. I bet it's the threshold's higher than that.
Well, I'm saying
what is a start? Okay, this is a good question.
I'm not saying starter. I'm saying there may be a crack den somewhere that you can buy for 200 grand.
Oh, 199,000 right here.
Aha!
Yeah, Malibu? I searched 200K and like 15 results came up.
It's just a lot.
Okay, so it's all you're just buying land.
You're just buying the land. Yeah. Although that's not, you know.
No, but you're still not buying a house. Although you could put a tent on there.
Yeah, put a tree house.
Just buy some land and then lay down.
All right, I'll get on this. All right. I'm on it. I'm on it. Big show. Very big broadcast.
Really big show. Huge.
It's COVID cast number 62, guys.
Rocking you on a Friday.
We are
hot Brady Bunch incest talk.
Inching towards 80, our over-under for COVID cast. We're gonna get there. COVID cast, of course, is no major team sports in the United States, but yet we're still doing a show.
Yes.
So 62 of these we've done.
I did have one of the sales ladies that was here getting a printer. I think she was stealing it. She did ask, what have we been talking about? And I said, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you.
What'd you tell her?
Don't mind us.
We've been talking about you the whole time.
She was like, what? You guys have been doing this the whole time? Yeah, like she was unaware.
She didn't even know we were on,
didn't even know.
Tell you what, that intercom.
Just sales staff dialed in.
Although I will say our stock is up to over $2 now.
Yes.
It's doubled like in the last month.
Hey, well, we had a nice little rebound today in the stock market.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Stocks are.
I had some drillers and some oil companies that,
The portfolios are looking good.
Feeling a little better today.
I think I may have found the cheapest house in Malibu as well.
Okay. Hot Malibu talk, and then the Fan Personality Series of poll questions continues today. Very provocative. Next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, guys, we're ready to go. Got hot Malibu real estate news for you.
We had hot Malibu betting and Brady talk in the first segment in the primetime bingo.
You just never know.
No, you really don't.
It wasn't planned.
I made the video today and I said I promised to rock you on a Friday. I'm already feeling pretty rocked.
Yeah, you got to be feeling rocked.
How did
rocked.
We get on the Brady Bunch and Stupin Florence Henderson? How did that even happen?
Because my voice cracked right at the top of the show.
Yeah, you did it, Peter Brady.
So it's all attributed to me.
Yeah, who could have thought that you were cracking and then
that led to a whole segment. God, that's the beauty of this show. Yeah. All right, here's our poll question today. 1080thefan.com. It is the Fan Personality Series, as always, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling. Family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. This is question number 12 out of 15. We've decided to cap it at 15 in the Fan Personality Series. Mm-hmm. Number 12 is, which fan personality is most likely to become a cult leader?
Oh.
Go to 1080thefan.com and cast your vote right now. You're running away with it, which you should.
Yeah.
And I am right behind you.
Look, I'm open to the idea of starting a cult. Well, religions are tax-free, right? So, I mean, religion, cult, we're splitting hairs here.
So you like the benefits of it for you.
Well, sure.
That's perfect.
Why else would
that's
I want...
That's what a cult leader does.
Exactly.
Why would I want to be a cult leader?
Well,
right?
What I'm saying is you are certainly making the case to win this poll.
Yes.
If because someone, cult leaders don't care about the people that are following them. All they do is care about themselves.
Well, right. Can I be like that is big soup.
Can I be a friendly cult leader? I don't want to like harm anyone.
Other cult leaders are friendly cult leaders.
Okay. I'd like then.
But they then tend to harm people after being filled with power.
Well, look, I'm not going to say that some eggs aren't going to get broken here or there. But,
yeah, okay,
you know, for the large portion of it, I'd like to think that we can run a fairly straightforward and thumbs up cult. I mean,
so you might break some eggs early and then you're going to make a giant omelet with the suicide pact.
Well, not suicide pact, but I am probably going to take a bunch of your money and the women, kind of the power. But yeah, other than that, I think we're going to be okay.
Your soul.
But no, you can keep your soul, you know, and then if you want to leave the cult, that's fine too. I mean, they'll be like,
they won't hunt you down afterwards.
No, there'll be like a penalty. Think about like withdrawing a 401k sort of thing. You got to buy your way out of the cult, but we'll allow you to do it.
Thanks, Tom Nook.
Yeah. I just want like half your bells. That's all.
By the way, the winner of yesterday's poll question, which fan personality is most likely to leave for another radio host job? Mike Lynch won that going away
Beef
with
steak Mike.
41% of the vote.
Wow.
Yes. Wow is right.
He's in there planking every other day. I think he's trying to get a TV gig.
Not even close. Second.
He's trying to get all sexy for TV.
Cam Cleland, 14%. So Lynch just ran away with it. How about that? How does that make you feel, Mike?
Good.
Do you think that means they want you out?
Either that or they think I'm good enough to do it. I don't know. I'm gonna go with the latter because I want to make myself feel good.
All right, so we've got number 12 up there today. 13, 14, 15 will be Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of next week. And then that'll be it. Good times. 1080thefan.com. Okay, so Malibu, California.
What was today's? Oh, it was the, what was yesterday's? The beefsteak mic, and then we had the cold leader. I was like, wait.
Jesus.
It happened 2 seconds ago.
I know. I was like,
just talked about it.
What did we just
do? You did a whole bit about it.
And then I remembered. It took me a second. I was like, wait, what's happening?
So in Malibu, you can, and Malibu's just, it's, Malibu's not very big. It's just right on, it's right on the water there.
Yeah.
And just north of Santa Monica. Along the coast, you can buy, according to Zillow, you can buy land, lots, for anywhere from $75,000 to $500,000.
Sure.
Okay? If you want to buy a house, not a condo, not a nothing, not a gonna work here anymore, just home.
Sure.
For you and your beautiful family, how much do you think the cheapest house is? And I have found it.
Well, I said that you're...
And how many square feet do you think it is?
Well, I said you're not going to find anything. And I mean even a cardboard box less than 200 grand.
And I was thinking for a home, I was thinking $500,000. I think that is way too low. I don't think you're going to be able to get into a house in Malibu for 200, 250,
yeah,
300.
Because we're not talking condo. You said,
frankly,
house.
I looked up condos as well. You're not getting into a condo for 250, 300,
no,
350, 400, 450.
The lowest price condo... is $550,000, and it's pretty nice. Mike showed it to me.
It's updated.
It's not too shabby.
It's not bad.
Two bed,
how
two
many
bath,
square feet?
1,100 square feet.
Yeah. Okay. So that's actually not all that bad.
Had an updated kitchen. It had all like the shiplap walls.
I mean, that's a lot
popular.
Of money.
Yeah.
But how much do you think it is for the least expensive home? It is for sale on 19 Paradise Cove Road. One bedroom, one bath.
Six, maybe 6 1/4.
Is that 600 square feet, maybe?
It is 500 square feet.
Palatial estate.
500 square feet, and it's $535,000.
You know what? I bet you could whittle them down to
there's your starter home.
You know.
And it's cute.
Hey, you is live it, on Paradise Cove
is
Road.
Is it a studio? I mean, 500
no,
square feet.
One bedroom, one bath, but it and it's cute, but it's really, I mean, really tiny.
Well,
it's like cute. Do you mean like cute in a way that needs to be renovated, or is it actually kind of nice?
No, they've done enough. I don't think you would rent. I don't think you would renovate except for maybe a little paint, because a couple of the colors are, you know,
awful,
a little old lady-ish. But it doesn't look. I mean, it's not bad.
Now,
it's move-in ready.
Do you have a little more to spend? Because I have the higher end of the Malibu market that I looked up. If
are you
like.
Going top end?
Top end.
Boy, I bet you can buy. $35 million.
Whoa. Oh, keep going.
Oh,
oh boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Keep going. Seven baths, 10 or 7 bedrooms, 10 baths.
Is it on the beach?
On the beach.
It's got to be on the water. Yeah. How much?
3,800 square feet.
$75 million.
Let's go ahead and keep going up there.
No way.
Kill me.
Keep going.
I'm not going to. That's no.
$100 million.
Keep
$125 million.
$125 exactly.
Jesus.
If you want to live at 27560 Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu, it is 7 bedrooms, 10 baths, 3,800 square feet. It is literally right on the beach, and it will run you a cool $125 million.
My God, that's overpriced. I'm gonna say it right now, it's overpriced.
Well, and I'm going to say this too.
I'd only offer $100.
While it is on the beach... you're on a bluff, like a really, really big bluff. So I don't even know if you can get down to the beach from where you're at. Although it does have a helicopter pad. So you could probably.
Well, there you go.
Oh,
you
I found it.
You
125
probably,
mil.
Yeah. Now.
Why does it have in a bubble for you in the top right hand corner?
Yeah.
I can't afford this.
Yeah. Now.
Nobody can afford this.
If that's a little much for you.
Some people can.
And, you know, to be honest with you, 3,800 square feet. It seems a little small. Now, for $115 million, so we're talking bargain here, you get 12 bedrooms,
wow.
14 baths, and 10,000 square feet.
Fixer-upper?
You know, it's got a spiral staircase that seems a bit dated, and I'm not in love with the kitchen. The movie theater room has green velvet. Ew. And to be honest with you, the gym, you know, I don't know if it has all the weights that you're going to require.
Guys, I'm going to say something controversial here.
Please do.
I'd live in this $125 million home. I'd live there.
Yeah. You sure?
For that kind of money?
It's not that big.
I'm guessing if you have $125 million, you don't care.
This house doesn't have any flaws. I'm looking at all the pictures, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
By the way, our little 535,500 square foot starter home.
Yeah.
It's really close to the water. Like you can walk. Well, it's right along Pacific Coast Highway. I kind of want to buy it.
Well, think about the money that you're saving, versus the 125 to 115 mil. Now, there is quite a bit of drop off. After that, the next two highest homes, 75 million.
Chump change.
So you're
See, that's what I'm saying. That thing's overpriced.
So you're in that. What? Here's the thing. You know,
calling that agent.
Ooh, how long has it been on the market for?
But let me ask you this: is it really overpriced? Because let's say I've got 100 million. The $75 million homes are nice enough.
It's only been on Zillow for 6 days.
Yeah, I'm not loving the $75 million properties, and now there's really nothing. So if I want to go to that super high end, I got to pay. I got to go up. Although if you're looking to list something now, you might find something sweet in that $90 million range because there's a hole in the market.
I found one right on the water for $20 million
there you go.
That's bigger.
Well, the one that's one of the ones that's 75 million, literally you open the bedroom door and it's sand. I mean, you couldn't get any closer to the water. And it's like a big glass pivoting door. Mm. And so like the whole door can be removed and you are on the beach.
Ooh. First picture looks like a shower, which has ocean views.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you know what?
There's only one picture. Wait, what?
So you can't.
I like this $75 million thing.
In Malibu, you get views like right along the coastline, obviously the whole coastline, right?
Yeah.
But some of them are on cliffs.
Sure.
Like you can't, you were saying, you can't access the beach.
$125
million
home.
It's right on the beach. There's the extra $100 million right there.
Yeah.
That's what you pay for.
You get to walk out.
I found a $9.8 million right on the beach.
Oh, I see.
5-bed, 5-bath, 4,320 square feet.
Someone is asking,
a little more modest.
Does the bowling alley need resurfacing? Because if so, that's
probably
that's a deal breaker.
Would you guys want to, let's say we have a bunch of money. Malibu? You're buying a house in Malibu?
Actually, no. If you had an unlimited budget, I would not.
I don't think I would buy a house
there. Malibu.
I think there are better places to buy a beachfront property.
I'm going to say something that's going to just sound so
racist,
bitchy, and privilegey. But again, if you had this kind of money, the water in Malibu, it's cold.
Oh.
Like that's, if you're living on the beach,
Hundo P,
why would you want to live in a place where you really can't go be in the ocean a lot of the time because the water's, the water's chilly. If I'm living on a beach with $100 million, I'm going somewhere where the water is 70 degrees and I walk out there year round. Now during the summer and it's hot in Malibu, sure. But I've been down to that to those neck of the woods before, and the water is not it's not Hawaii. It's not down in Mexico.
So where would you go?
If you want to stay in the States, you either go to Key West or you go to Hawaii. I mean, if you've got $100 million, the property that you could buy there, you can go down to the Florida Keys and buy your own key.
What's the water like in say up to Tampa and
It's way better. It's much warmer.
Okay. Yeah. Right. So it's all relative.
Yes.
So you know, anywhere in Florida, you go down to New Orleans.
Yeah. You're getting better water. But I'm telling you,
more hurricanes though.
That's true. But again, you got $100 million. You just leave during hurricane season. If look up some of the homes that are in the Florida Keys,
pay for the damages.
It's absurd. Again, Mike, you have $100 million to buy a home. I don't think you're concerned about home renovations.
All I'm saying is you could go to a place that doesn't have hurricanes.
And they have their own little.
I agree with Mike.
You have your own little islands that are like an acre or a couple acres.
Deal breaker for me.
Yeah, they're quite nice.
I think I'm going more towards the coasts of Spain or Italy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'd do that. I've been out there. I'm telling you.
It's not too shabby.
You can fall in love fast.
Gold Coast off of Australia. I've heard.
Or even France.
Heard wonderful things about
Australia. Yes, except I would rather go to Europe because there's more within, an earshot.
Yeah.
Also, I'm terrified of the animals and bugs in Australia. You want those things crawling around your giant home?
Yeah.
Again, when you've got a
jump in the water,
when you've got $100 million, you can pay to have those things removed.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Look, Suk. I know you can pay for whatever the hell you want when you have that much money. I'm saying these things are deal breakers for me.
Right.
You ask
I want to be picky.
If you ask me if I had an unlimited amount of money like that, I'm going either Florida Keys or somewhere in the Caribbean, St. John's, somewhere. Easy access to the United States, hop, skip, and a jump to get to New York.
You know what I'm doing?
Not too far to go over to Europe if you want to go that direction. Well, split the difference. The most beautiful water I've ever seen.
I went to Turks and Caicos for the first time for a wedding this past year. Beautiful. Tons of gigantic homes.
Yeah.
English speaking. Here's super easy.
If I have unlimited monies, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hire a kick-ass real estate agent, and I'm going to tell him or her, I am going to make this so worth your time. You go around the world and you find me, you bring back to me five properties that all fit my specs. Mm-hmm. And I'll give her or him my specs. And then I get to go try those areas out for a week at a time or 2 weeks at a time or whatever. We have unlimited money. And then I will buy one of them.
That's not a bad idea.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
How fun would that be?
Does five feel limiting to you?
A little bit. Let's go 10.
I mean, come on. I mean, that's...
But leave out Kazakhstan.
Any of the stands or just Kazakhstan?
No, I'm open to anything. Like if she or he finds me, like maybe they'll come back and be like, you have never heard of this area, mm-hmm. but I'm telling you, you need to see this. That's what I want. Yeah. I want somebody scouring the world and then I'll go be the judge. And then I can come back and be like, you suck. That's terrible. You're fired. Mm-hmm. Or... I want it.
So much for your promise for I'll make this worth your while.
Well, I'll make it worth their time. I'll give them $10 on their way out.
Yeah.
But that's the way I'd do it. Because I don't know.
Yeah.
There could be a lot we're missing here.
Well, and a lot of people are saying that the beach isn't their thing. You know, they'd buy a home in the Rockies or Montana. Nah, for me, it wouldn't even be a question.
Well, that's fine too.
Yeah, I'm a beach going guy.
All right.
Give me a boat, give me a beach, give me something with an umbrella in it, and I'm perfectly happy.
Coming up next, we have sports talk. Are you ready for more sports talk on The Fan?
Or sports talk, you know, there's not more sports talk. This would just be sports talk.
Sports talk.
Because we haven't yet hit sports.
Yeah, what's up with baseball? They can't get their crap together.
No, they cannot.
How damaging is that? We'll get to that next. But first, Mike with SportsCenter.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, from hot real estate talk to smoking hot baseball talk. And I don't even know if it's going to be smoking hot because that league is smoldering.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't even know if that's lukewarm at this point. I feel like this is kind of like, you know, the pizza that's been left out a little too long. You're not certain whether or not you should still eat it, but you go ahead and do it anyways. That's the temperature at which Major League Baseball is operating right now.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing that Major League Baseball. So the news today is that the players just vehemently.
Yeah, they're like, no.
Rejected the owner's last proposal. So they, and the owners aren't going to give another proposal. So it's just like, they're stuck.
So, I mean, think about it though. You've got EPL is back. All basically the international soccer leagues are back. MLS is back. The NFL and college football don't care. They're going to come back apparently with full fans regardless. NBA is back. NHL is back. UFC has been back. The WWE has never went away. I'm trying to think, NASCAR, is there another sport
That
isn't?
That hasn't made plans to come back?
I
don't think so.
I think this is the only one. I mean, that's just, it's ridiculous. And it's over, I mean, I guess I couldn't say peanuts because you are
talking. Well, that's the headline on ESPN. The headline on ESPN reads, MLB could lose a season over relative peanuts and we have the numbers.
Okay, well, I'm going to stop short of saying that you're talking relative peanuts because for some players, you're talking about $30 million, right, for the top end guys. And for owners that are billionaires, you are talking about a significant chunk of change, but nothing that would devalue your franchise unless you're the Wilpons or the A's. So I'm not saying it's, to me, it's a significant amount of money, but it does seem amazing that every other sports league has this figured out, or at least is willing to come to the table to figure it out. And Major League Baseball and the players seem to be drawing some sort of weird arbitrary line in the sand.
So Jeff Passan, I'll spare you how he got there because it's a lot. Jeff Passan, baseball writer who's been covering this quite well on ESPN, basically says, if you distill it down to its simplest form, Major League Baseball is in crisis because of a $326 million problem.
$326.
They're
saying that's what it is between what the owners want and the prorated salaries.
Well, it's a long process how he gets to that number. But that's based on his numbers. that's what separates them. $326 million. The owners are saying no. And because they're saying no, because I feel like the owners are more at fault than the players here.
I do too.
Right now, at least in this instance, because the owners agreed initially to just prorating the salaries and that was it.
Yeah.
And then they came back hardline stance and totally flipped the script on them. So I don't begrudge the players for just saying no, but at the same time you do begrudge the entire league and the entire process for just not getting its crap together and playing when every other league has somehow found a way to figure it out. And Jeff Passan is right. It's not that much money. That's a, how much do they make a year? 10, 11, 12 billion dollars.
I think it's about 10 and a half. Well, this year they won't obviously, but it's roughly a 10 to 11 billion dollar league.
So you said 10 and a half, right? So yeah. Let's just take that half, lop it off. 10 billion. Mm-hmm. That's what they're fighting over.
And even if you're going to say that the numbers are skewed because obviously it's one guy and they're coming to him, but you can even round it up and say that it's a half a bill, $500 million. It's a $10 billion league a year. And even if you're saying it's $500 million that you're squabbling over, it certainly does seem like a small amount. And that's why I had to stop, because I get it. Half a billion dollars is a lot. But in the terms of what, 32 baseball teams, it's not as if one team is shouldering half a billion dollars.
Right. The players, so again, this is Passan. He says the players will say out of $326 million, that's basically $11 million per team, or the cost of a decent number four starter.
I was going to say it's a middle reliever.
And then the owners will say, well, yes, but that $326 million is on top of the $3.5 billion we are already set to lose. And there is no publicly available documentation to substantiate those claims. The lack of gate revenues alone is a significant enough blow that some sympathetic to the union acknowledge the league's finances have been hampered.
Well, I understand that. And so the number that they threw out there was what, roughly 400,000 and change without fans that they lose per game. And so that's, no one is saying that this isn't a blow to Major League Baseball and their pocketbooks, but this idea, they made $10.4 basically billion dollars last year, right? The average Major League Baseball team, if you're talking expansion, right, we're what, $1 billion for an expansion fee, roughly. You could expand and solve half of your financial problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
And but the idea that, like, even if you're saying, okay, we lose whatever $4-4.5 billion this year, and you spread that out over each Major League Baseball team, are you honestly saying that this is going to take more than 2 or 3 years to make up any sort of financial ground? And that, by the way, doesn't include the value of your team. So spare me the woe is me of a Major League Baseball team that's going to sell for $2.5 billion, saying that you lose money for a year or two. I just, you're not going to convince me that owners outside of, I'm sure a few, I know, like the Wilpons with the Mets, or again, the A's ownership groups, I'm sure that will be a financial struggle. But for the vast majority of teams in Major League Baseball, this is not a financial crisis. It's a financial blow. Welcome to America. There isn't anyone right now outside of Jeff Bezos that isn't in this sort of situation.
Yeah, how damaging is this? You know, I think it's really embarrassing for the league.
It's certainly, if they didn't learn their lesson from the lost season last time over the salary cap, and that took McGuire and Sosa getting all roided up and hitting home runs to bring baseball back.
Let's do that again.
Yeah. Can we do just get
It'd
rid
be
of
Stanton and
yeah, get rid of drug testing and just Trout. Let everyone go, you know, go full rock and see what happens here. The only thing that I gave pause to was if baseball were to go away, but everything else comes back at once and we end up with the super season, right, of all the sports kind of being conducted at once, does that lessen the blow and the embarrassment for baseball, or does it add to it because you're the only one not playing?
That's a good question.
Because I thought about it. I was like, how damning the strike was that – was this – yeah, I don't remember if it was a strike or a lockout, to be honest with you. I thought it would. No, it was a strike, right? Because the owners were going to were trying to institute a salary cap, and the players said no. So technically, I do think that was a strike that cost.
I think it helps them that they wouldn't be playing while everything else is. We're going to forget about it.
Yeah.
When in the summer, in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
With zero out of 162 games, people would be pissed.
It'd be damning, but you know, we wouldn't get baseball until the end of July, beginning of August, and by then we've got the NBA finishing up, NHL, college football be rounded in form. We've got all of the golf majors. I think that baseball may be able to slide under the door if this thing ends up getting canceled with certainly damage, but may not do catastrophic damage like the last one did. I mean, that took years for baseball to recover from that. And I'm certainly it's going to take some time, but I don't know if the impact would be the same. But it's got to be egg on your face, and it is embarrassing that over seemingly a couple $100 million in a league that generates $10.5 billion, that would cost you a season.
Okay, I've got a few more numbers on this, and then we'll move on. We've got Roger Goodell posting videos now.
Yeah, I haven't seen Goodell's video.
I haven't either.
It just came out like 5 minutes ago.
Mike's all over it.
I grabbed the audio.
So is this a response to the players' video that they put out?
It's, yeah, that and everything. Yeah, it's a
whoa.
It's a really, really good moment for
everything.
Goodell, I think. Yeah.
Does he address my gutter problem?
You'll just have to wait.
I've
got to
clean
out
my gutters this weekend.
That sucks. You're not doing it, though. You're going to hire
no,
someone.
I'm going to do it.
Are you?
Yeah, we're at this small house. One level. It's fine.
Do those leaf guard things, do those things work?
I've heard mixed.
I have too. And I feel like if that's one of those things that actually worked, I would do it because I've got so many trees around my property that my gutters can be a real, it's an issue. And, but I keep hearing people that are for them or against them, and I can never pull the trigger on it.
I will say, now it's not the LeafGuard brand, but just the idea of gutters that are covered.
Yeah.
To let the
water
through in the debris not.
Yeah.
So we just had ours done, and we just have the open gutters, just basic. But I was talking to my builder about that, and he said they put them on. His only experience was he put them on another house on another job and had to take them off.
Really?
Yeah. And so that is only one example, but it was enough for me to say, I can clean them. Just throw the...
Hey, 503-250-1080 if you've had any experience with any of the gutter guards. I'm intrigued by this. I've had this idea now for at least 3 to 4 years where I've been debating this.
I love the idea of it.
I don't know anyone that has them.
I don't either.
You would think that the idea, you would think that someone has perfected this by now and that it works, right?
You would think. All right. So we have Goodell audio coming up as well. It is 3:49 on the Fan.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, we are discussing if the idea of leaf guard gutters works. That's what we've now stumbled onto. We've learned about real estate in Malibu.
Yeah.
Bitched about Major League Baseball.
And now we're on to leaf guard.
Yeah, also talked about the Brady Bunch.
Here are a couple of
Greg may or may not have stooped Florence Henderson.
Entered, please.
Oh God.
Wow.
That's weird.
That made me uncomfortable.
Retract.
I retract.
That's worse than bedded.
Entered. Oh.
Ew.
It was a text we got that I loved, so I wanted to bring it in.
So here are a couple of texts on the Fan text line, 503-250-1080. That's the new Fan text line number. Same as our phone number, 503-250-1080, if you haven't heard yet. One guy says, hey, I'm a former gutter snipe. Good-looking idea, but basically locks you out of fixing issues. I don't know what that means.
Well, then if you have anything that's in there, you have to take them all off and then get in there.
Well, they do that. A lot of people are saying that. And again, I don't know. Is LeafGuard a one brand? Or
I think it's just one brand. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want to single out one brand. I'm talking about just the idea of gutters that are covered. And I know you can buy like mesh at Home Depot or whatever.
I think LeafGuard is just like a Xerox. It's a copier.
Right. But I don't want to single out just LeafGuard. I'm talking about just any company that puts up gutters that are covered with the idea that the water gets in and the debris does not.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yes, another one says, yes, they work. What people are saying is they will, I think with this is LeafGuard brand specific, any clog, they will fix.
Oh,
they'll come out and fix it. So you don't have to worry about that. And then they clean them too. Somebody else said they got a 3,000 square foot house, two story house bid on them.
Yeah.
$38,000.
Hey,
he decided to go in another direction.
Because they have to put on all new gutters, right? Not just the guards?
Yes, right. Okay. They're its own gutter. They're their own gutter.
And no.
Yes, they work.
I won't pay to put on new gutters. I just was hoping to get screens on them.
Well, you can do that on your own.
Yeah.
You can do that. I don't know how well that works, but a lot of people do that. It's a cheap alternative. You can just go to the you're a do-it-yourselfer. You go to the Lowe's Home Depot and pick some up and throw them in there.
But that's kind of my point is I'm not wasting my money and time if those things don't work. And I keep hearing that those ones you just do yourself are kind of
You're talking about two different things. There are LeafGuard is a gutter that they make that is proprietary, I think. Maybe not. I don't know. That they throw on. And again, the water goes in, the debris does not. You can make it so that you do that on your own.
Yeah.
That's a totally different story. I think what you're maybe asking is what I didn't know you were at. You're asking if you do it yourself.
Is it worth it?
And I think it probably is.
Okay.
Because what are you going to lose?
Well,
it's not that expensive.
Money and time. And then if I still have to go up there twice a year to clean them out, what's the point?
Well, somebody said the stuff accumulates on the roof and not in the gutter.
Oh, okay. So you still have to go up there and blow it off. It's just on your roof.
I think it would depend on your roof and pitch and
okay.
It would depend on your situation. That's probably his situation, but I don't know.
Because I have an S ton because I have these huge trees in my place. And so like the pine needles and everything, I mean, it's just unbelievable what gets in my gutters.
So what I heard was if you don't do it right, the water doesn't get in there either. And you get a lot of water that comes off of the gutters.
Yeah.
And can
screw stuff up.
Yeah, I mean you got problems with it accumulating at the base of the house or whatever. So it doesn't catch all the water either.
Look, all I know right now, it sounds like I'm just going to stick to cleaning out my gutters every couple times a year. And now I've got something in my eye and I'm going blind.
Here's a guy who says I had them come out. It was like $19,000 regular gutters, $3,000. Wow. Even the person who installed our gutter said it's more cost effective to just hire people to clean them out rather than get the guards. So there you go. I think, and there's a lot of text on this. Man, you text bros. They're all, generally speaking, they're like, yeah, the idea is good, but just clean them.
Yeah. Again, that seems to be the general consensus. Go up with a leaf blower, scoop some crap out, and there you go.
I'm going to do that this weekend. I'm going to clean my gutters.
Yeah, I mean, I do it.
I'm excited about
it. I have
to
do mine. That's just a pain in the ass because I have to do mine multiple times.
I like it because I get
so much junk.
I get to get on my roof and blow the, the leaf blower thing.
That's what you like?
Oh, I love it. Yeah. It looks so nice afterwards.
Like being up on your roof?
Yeah.
Boy, I'll tell you what. During that hot leaf gutter talk.
It's great.
I got something in my eye and holy cow. That was... for a minute there, I thought I was going to have to leave the program. I thought I had lost an eye.
Here's one that says he loves his gutter covers.
Bit of an exaggeration, losing your eye, but.
Boy, it was bad.
Yeah, this is hyperbole.
No, I couldn't see. I couldn't even open my eye.
Do you have pink eye?
No.
Did somebody fart on you?
Did you scratch your cornea?
I don't know, but I've got eye issues. During the break, I'm going to go into the bathroom and wash this sucker out.
I scratched my cornea, and it was a day where I couldn't open it. I had to put like a cold compress over it because it was so painful.
Somebody said...
Hopefully that's not it.
They said, my good God, enter? Can you please verify that came from a text? I can verify that. That did not come from Mike's evil brain.
Yes.
That came from a listener's evil brain.
It was a text, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't believe you. They needed us to verify that.
Still here to tell you that it made us all wildly uncomfortable.
Wildly.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Massively.
I'm sorry.
Uncomfortable.
Don't ever say it again.
Ever. Say that again. Ever.
Okay. What happens if I'm like walking into a home?
Don't.
No, you didn't enter the home, Mike. You didn't. You walked
now
in.
Now I can't even think about.
Just walked in. You don't enter a room.
I can't even think about it without Mike.
Don't.
Pants down around ankles.
Whoa.
What? Really?
What?
Now we got to go that?
Who said that?
Is he wearing socks?
No.
His shoes?
No. Yeah.
Yes.
No. Never.
Can't be bothered.
His shorts are covering his calves.
Oh, man.
Is he's entering the house?
Oh, God.
Is he lifting his shirt up, too?
I feel like we could have stopped, Rob, and not.
Yeah, we could have. Could have. All right. Where were we? Oh, I had some sports nuggets there. The MLB thing, you get the gist.
We got the audio, too.
Basically, Jeff Passan is saying that the players are also to blame here because they're dug in over about $250 million difference. In other words, they could actually make $250 million more total revenue, total salary, if they would just agree to an 82-game schedule. But they won't.
They
Therefore,
won't.
They're going to get 48 games. So they're basically just on principle leaving about $250 million on the table in total salary, just out of principle. But they also think, but his point is, they think that the owners are bluffing. They think the owners are going to, they want to play.
Well, and there is that rumor out there that at least maybe they just leaked it again, just for, leverage, but there was the report about a week ago saying that there are many owners. The rumor was several owners that were just inclined to cancel the season rather than, meet the players' demands.
So they think that the players basically think that any idea of a forced season or further labor issues going into next season will break the league, and the owners don't want that, and so they'll cave. So that's what the players are banking on.
Okay. Well, all I know is that when you have a lost season, whether it was the NHL a number of years ago, Major League Baseball, the damage that that does can take years. And in the case of hockey, I don't think they ever recovered. It just and their TV deal, and they're not on ESPN anymore. Hockey has never fully recovered from that. Baseball took the home run chase with the steroid thing in order to bring it back. And why would you want to tempt fate with that again when every other sports league has managed to figure this out?
We're also hearing there are different types of guards for different types of debris. And that's an important distinction, because I have a lot of leaves at my house.
Yeah.
But I also have a lot of these other things that I don't really, they just fall off the trees. I don't even really know what they are. As opposed to pine needles. I don't have a lot of pine needles. I have leaves and this other crap.
So
my guards need to be tailored to that particular type of debris as opposed to, say, pine needles or something else.
I have pine needles and then the little, the little seed pod things. There's just like a jillion of them all over my place. Yeah. Drives me crazy.
All right. It is 4:03. When we return, Roger Goodell apologizes for being Roger Goodell on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.